Here's a look at your news for this Saturday morning. Rescue units were called to 12th Street Southwest Friday afternoon for a two-vehicle head-on sideswipe accident. The accident occurred over the lunch hour shortly after 12 noon. Responding to that accident were the Lamar's Police Department, Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, Lamar's Ambulance, and the Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department. Both vehicles sustained some major damage. Firefighters had to extradite one of the victims from the vehicles. No names have yet been released, and we don't know the extent of the injuries. The Lamar's Police Department is still investigating that accident. Galen Catholic High School will celebrate its prom this evening. Ashley Langle serves as the moderator for the prom and says that the selected theme for this year's prom is Night Under the Stars.
This year's prom theme is A Night Under the Stars, and it consists of stars kind of covering the floor, and then there's three different steps that the students will have to stop at so the parents can get a picture and then go around the pathway. And the first stop will be two shooting stars, and that will be the first stop where they're going to be introduced to the crowd, and then they'll travel along, and then the next one is just kind of a basic black background with the information A Night Under the Stars, prom 2019. And then the last one is a big gold star with information on it, as well as kind of stars throughout, gold, silver, white stars, as well as a few clouds here and there.
Langle discusses the schedule set for Saturday with all the prom activities.
At 5 o'clock, we do have Mass here that all students are required to attend, and that actually takes place in our library. And then they'll start to set up for the promenade, which will take place in our front gym. After the promenade, which is at 6:15, the students then can get about 15 minutes of taking pictures with their family, and then they need to go out to the golf course where they actually have a sit-down meal and a slideshow presentation, and then the dance that starts at 8:30. And then after 8:30 to 11, they need to report back to our school, and that's where the after prom will be until 3 o'clock.
She says that attendees of the prom will enjoy the banquet and dance at Willow Creek Golf Club, and she says that the musical entertainment will be provided by a disc jockey.
So the dinner and dance is all there, so we kind of give them a feeling of off-school property to enjoy the night of their prom. We have Rod Powers coming in, so he's just a simple DJ here through Sioux City that will entertain the kids.
Following the dance, prom attendees will then return to the Galen Back Gym for the after-prom activities.
This year we have three or four different inflatables, varying from competition racing or joystick, Plinko. The banks donated their money machine and basketball hoop. We actually are putting together two escape rooms that the students can do. And then there's a little area for kind of like a pitcher booth and games all throughout that the kids can enjoy.
Langle says that the students have worked hard with the decorating of the gym and the banquet hall, and she explains how the theme Night Under the Stars was selected for this year's prom.
I actually asked all the students to send me suggestions, and then we do a class meeting and all of them kind of vote on which one they want, and this was the top one. And then the four student council members are divided into different groups, and within the group, all students, I guess, branch out, and then they work to help the whole class get this done. Originally, we started way back in like November, December, and then they actually started working on decorations all through March, April, and yep, it's this weekend.
Langle says that Mass will start at 5 p.m. with the promenade to begin at 6:15. A program focusing on bald eagles will be presented this afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Plymouth County Historical Museum's Old Central Gymnasium. The organization SOAR, which stands for Saving Our Avian Resources, will feature the program. Nick Noyes offers a highlight to the afternoon program.
Well, SOAR, Save Our Avian Resources, is a great eagle rehabilitation and raptors and other birds of prey. And they will be coming and doing a presentation featuring a live bald eagle. And it's had some kind of damage of some sort, and it's kind of a bird that they take to different events because it's no longer able to survive in the wild by itself. So it's able to teach other people, you know, the values of conservation and different things. So it's a really nice program. And then after they give their presentation, our local conservationist will be doing a brief talk on raptors as well.
Noy says that the organization SOAR is based at Decorah, Iowa, the same location where an online camera had been set up to watch a couple of bald eagles nesting. Three people are facing multiple drug charges following their arrest by a combined task force of the Storm Lake Police Department and Buena Vista County Sheriff's Office. Matt McWilliams reports.
Police say they executed search warrants at three Storm Lake residences and arrested 28-year-old Billy Fang, 37-year-old Meng Hur, and 34-year-old Marvin Mua. Officers seized several pounds of marijuana, crystal meth, and 50 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, drug paraphernalia, handguns, and assault rifles. Fang was charged multiple counts of drug possession with intent to deliver and failure to affix a drug tax stamps. Hur was charged with possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. Mua was arrested on warrants for multiple counts of possession of drugs with the intent to deliver and failure to affix drug tax stamps. Mua was also charged with two counts of trafficking stolen weapons. The seized drugs were valued at $282,000. Matt McWilliams, Radio Iowa, Spencer.
Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a budget bill that prohibits the use of Medicaid funding to pay for sex reassignment surgery. The Republican governor signed the Health and Human Services funding bill on Friday and opted not to issue a line item veto of the ban on public funding for such surgeries. Conservative Republicans added the prohibition in the closing days of the legislature, saying it was a response to a recent Iowa Supreme Court decision that said that the state could not deny two transgender women Medicaid coverage for sex reassignment surgery. Daniel Hoffman Zinnell, the executive director of the civil rights group of One Iowa Action, said that by signing the bill, Reynolds has tarnished Iowa's reputation as a state that stands for fairness and equality. When the Mississippi River reached record levels just 26 years ago, the overflowing water covered 400,000 square miles and caused dozens of deaths in a disaster dubbed the Great Flood of 1993. But when the river exceeded those levels this week along parts of the river, the flooding affected much less land. Officials say that the difference comes down largely to actions taken by communities following the 1993 flood, such as the erection of the flood walls and temporary flood barriers. In Bettendorf, Iowa, a flood wall has largely protected the city from the record crest of 22.7 feet that was set on Thursday. Bettendorf Mayor Bob Gallagher says on Friday that other actions helping mitigate flood damage included restored natural infrastructure, such as wetlands and marshes that can collect flood waters. That's a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.